Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan. Now, across the city, emergency departments and hospitals are overloaded with people looking for help dealing with intense fever or even more severe symptoms. Many of the medical personnel are also infected with coronavirus, but they are doing their best to keep the emergency wards running. Stephen Rancourt has a story.
At 9 a.m., the lobby of the emergency ward was filled with patients. The emergency department received 7 or 8 ambulances in just 1 hour. 6 of the new arrivals were elderly. The emergency ward is very busy. The average age of the patient here is over 80 years old. The eldest at the moment is 98.
The high season of cardiovascular and respiratory diseases is usually in winter. Most patients have severe respiratory diseases or aggravated underlying conditions.
This week, the number of emergency patients at the hospital has increased to 1,200 per day, double the usual number. The number of people in the resuscitation room has tripled.
We hope to try our best to save the patients. We want to make every patient accessible.
At Zhoupu Hospital, doctors and nurses are also busy at the door of the emergency department, where up to 8 ambulances can roll up at once.
My colleague has chest pains. He felt out of breath after recovering from COVID and came to the hospital.
The number of patients at Zhoupu Hospital has increased by a factor of 4. Ambulances are being sent out to pick up patients more than 80 times a day. Once at the hospital, patients can suddenly collapse and doctors and nurses have to intubate and resuscitate on the spot.
You can see that our doctors are on the floor resuscitating patients. There were too many patients. We work more than 10 hours a day.
Doctors are asking people who are in a non-critical condition not to go to an emergency room at a hospital to look for treatment.
Many community health centers in Shanghai are at full capacity. At one health center in Nanxiang Town in Jiading District, over 3,000 people showed up for medical services in a single day. To manage the surge, the center has opened a fever treatment kiosk nearby. Stephen Rancourt once again.
This fever treatment kiosk near Nanxiang Town Community Health Service Center was once a PCR testing kiosk and now receives more than 200 visits every day. Most of the people who come here are suffering from a cough and are running a fever. The kiosk is open between 8:30 a.m. and 9 p.m. People can consult with the general practitioner on duty and buy medicine.
There are too many people in the hospitals. The wait is too long.
My temperature was 38.5 degrees, so I come here to buy some drugs.
The Community Health Service Center had nearly 200 people on staff, but they are now down to only 90. 30 of them are general practitioners. They're treating an average of 1,500 patients per day. Many of the doctors here also need to put in time at the fever treatment kiosk after their shift.
The day shift in the outpatient department is 8 hours. We now need to work for about 12 hours in one day. Many of my colleagues are sick, so the health center is short-staffed. I help wherever I can.
The health center has set up a temporary room with 5 beds for medical workers to rest.
Sometimes we are too busy to care for ourselves.
Currently, nearly all the employees with a medical background, including those in rehabilitation and medical technical departments at the health center, have come in to assist with the surge in patients.
United Nations General Secretary General Antonio Guterres yesterday called on all countries to place peace at the center of all their words and actions in his New Year video message. The Secretary General said in 2023, people need peace now more than ever. Peace with one another through dialogue to end conflict. Peace with nature and climate to build a more sustainable world. He added peace is also needed inside families and homes so women and girls can live in dignity and safety. In addition, he stated that there also needs to be peace online, so instead of disinformation and conspiracy theories, all societies can enjoy the internet free from hate speech and abuse.